Consequence Podcast Network.
둘, 셋, 파! 안녕하세요. 반찬선장입니다.
Borahei, Iconic Army.
Borahei.
All right. So for this episode, we are revisiting Bepse is Bae.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 10. Really throwing it back here.
For real.
Yeah. So reasons we chose this episode is Bepse is a ultimate fan favorite song to begin with. And that's why in the early days of the podcast, we knew that we absolutely had to cover it.
For sure.
It's one of their most iconic songs, like along with being like one of their most anticipated concert songs, just because it's such high energy and it has that like more provocative choreography. Mm-hmm. So live in concert, there's just nothing better than just seeing Hobi hip thrusting
at the front of the stage,
right
into
up
the
in
camera.
Front of you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everything. Mm-hmm. Also, the dance practice video is so well known in the community and one of the most important to know in early ARMY education.
Yes.
Right when you enter the
early
fandom.
ARMY education, for sure.
Really, you have to know it. Also, everyone who's ARMY knows the outfits that they're wearing in that dance practice. They know what silly interactions they do with each other and so on. It's just an absolutely loved dance practice video, and our coverage of all the tiny details of this video is so thorough with, you know, of course, timestamps and all. Way back then, we were all about the timestamps.
Yes,
so
we were.
They're there.
Mm-hmm. So in this episode, we were still in those early days of creating the show, and we couldn't help but to share our expression of gratitude of BTS and having the podcast. It's so interesting because at our walk-in for this episode, this is around the time the teaser of Don't Leave Me was released. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of interesting hearing our thoughts on Don't Leave Me back then.
Right.
And just getting that teaser. But for the actual substance of the Bepse is Bae episode, you know, we're just proud of us for this early on, how we ended up discussing the gravity of Bepse's lyrics.
Yeah.
So we do talk about the lyrics here. We really go into the metaphors of like the crow tit and the stork and how it relates to status and privilege.
Right.
So definitely be looking forward to that. And then the second half of the episode, as always, we are just super goofy and giddy about the dance practice video. Really, guys, it's thorough on how much we cover on just like those little details that every ARMY loves in the music video.
Right. Heavy on those details. I mean, we go in depth on their outfits, but truly those fits are iconic.
Like, you guys can picture it right now.
Right
like
now.
You see Namjoon with the pink hat and the
you
brown
see
glasses.
J-Hope with his shorts. Like,
oh, yeah.
Come on.
You see Jungkook with the see-through shirt and Timberlands.
Everyone
knows. Yeah.
You know, Jin's iconic blonde hair. So,
Yeah,
unforgettable. Also, like, the timestamps. Every little expression, every little like super hot moment. I mean, the fangirling is so real. I just love to look back at how like hot and heavy we were for them. I mean, we still go absolutely feral for them, but like, I mean, 2018 was a different time.
Yeah, that's
for
like,
sure.
I mean, think about when you first discovered BTS. That's the level of enthusiasm.
Right. But we highly recommend watching the dance practice video before listening to this episode. So that way, when we do reference a timestamp, you'll have a little bit of an idea in mind of like what moment we're talking about.
And it's just fun to revisit Bepse, the dance practice.
For sure. Also, make sure you stick around to the end of this episode for a teaser on the next installment in the fan favorite series. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah.
As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music.
Get inside access with interviews featuring this year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part? You can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months.
For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand, and ad-free, plus top ad-free podcasts, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast.
Even better, every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month.
Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that one. Before we get into it today, can I just say how much I fucking love BTS? Like, I was listening to The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2 on my way over here, and it was amazing.
Such a great album.
And I'm so happy to do this podcast with you. And how just, like, incredible, so fucking incredible it feels that anybody listens at all.
I know. You know? It blows, like, my mind that people actually listen. And
I know.
Honestly, this is such a fun thing for me to do. And, like, it's such a fun thing for us to do because, I mean, we text all the time, but we're just like, oh, my God, it's, you know, podcast day. We get to record. And it's just,
yeah,
we prep and research together. It's just a fun time.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So anyways, if you listen to this podcast and you like it, first of all, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, guys.
If you like this episode, we would appreciate it so much if you head over to iTunes at the end of it and leave us a review, just because it's the best possible way to help spread, like, the word of us to other ARMYs. It would just put us up on the iTunes chart, which basically just makes it so that more people see us.
It puts us out there, you know, because we're terrible at marketing ourselves. So, yeah. So we're going to start this podcast off a little bit different before we get into BEPSE, specifically the dance practice video. We are going to talk a little bit about stuff that's happened in the past week with BTS. And let me tell you,
yes,
BTS takes us on one hell of a roller coaster ride.
Oh, my God.
They tweet all the time, and there's always stuff happening. And so we were like, you know what? So much stuff happens. We should just, at the beginning of every episode, just kind of recap what happened in the past week.
Yes.
So one of the biggest things that happened this past week is BTS released, I believe it's just a snippet of a song, and it's called Don't Leave Me.
Yes.
And holy crap.
Oh my God.
It's an amazing song. So they released it on March 17th in Korea, which was actually March 16th here in America. And it was released by an actor on Twitter. And this actor is supposed to be in this, like, J-drama or Japanese drama. It's like a remake, and it's called Signal. There's kind of a lot of rumors surrounding the song. Like, some people say it's the soundtrack for this J-drama Signal. And then some people are saying, oh, well, it's also going to be, like, on a new album.
Yeah. A lot of people, like, just assume that it's going to be the title song of the drama, as well as because it was the like, the lead actor of this show Signal that, like, leaked it on Twitter. So they just assume it's going to be the title song. But it's confirmed by multiple sources that it's also on their upcoming Japanese album, Face Yourself, which is going to release on April 4th.
Which is coming up so soon.
I know. It's, like, right. It's right around the corner.
I know. But this song truly is, like, phenomenal. Like, I have listened to the hour loop of this song because it's so short. It's way too short. There has to be more because Suga doesn't even, like, rap in it. So
yeah,
we know that there has to be more. But our feelings about it is just, like, overall,
the vocals. Like, the vocal line kills this song. Specifically, Jimin and Jin, who've got the chorus. Yes. It's just phenomenal.
I was driving in my car, and I literally, it was the first time I was listening to it. Bethany, you sent me the link, and I was like, okay, I need to listen to this. Turned on YouTube, you know, plugged in the aux cord, listened. Literally started crying when Jimin's part was on.
We always cry. What is that about?
Oh my God. Like, his voice was so strong and it was so powerful. And like, him just saying, like, and like, beautiful and saying, like, don't leave me. Oh my God. Like,
yeah.
It was so beautiful and just like incredible, incredible music. Okay. Also, BTS. Or, like, YouTube, actually, like, BTS on YouTube released a, like, a trailer, a clip for their YouTube Red documentary called Burn the Stage. This is super exciting. It's going to show, like, the real-life hardships and triumphs of this amazing group. And, like, as they rose to the top and to, like, a place that they never thought that they would be.
There's rumors about this, too. That there's an episode where Jungkook, like, faints on stage, and another episode that Jin and V, like, get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know the source of where that information's coming from. Based on kind of the rumors and just the trailer for Burn the Stage, we kind of see that this series is going to be a bit more raw than what, like, we see in the Run episodes, for example.
Most definitely. I think it's going to show us, like, something different from them, you know, which is really exciting. So, like, the other thing that happened was this iHeartRadio Music Awards stuff. I have been on Twitter so much. I had voted, retweeted on my personal account, on our Standing BTS podcast Twitter account, like voting for best boy band and best fan army. And the voting finally closed. It was going on forever. It was so rewarding to see that through voting hashtags, BTS won best boy band and ARMY won best fan army, which is like, it's so fitting.
ARMY. ARMY deserves it.
Yes. ARMY fucking runs Twitter.
We run Twitter.
We fucking do. And this just proves the power that ARMY has and the massive presence that we have on social media and how it can affect our boys and let them know that we're, you know, we're supporting them. So fucking awesome job, ARMY.
Yes. Round of applause for all of you guys. Okay. So also what happened this past week on Twitter was Jungkook tweeted, which is a rare occurrence because Jungkook literally never tweets. But he released a new cover on March 13th, and he covered the song Only Then by Roy Kim, and he posted it on SoundCloud. He tweeted out the link with the hashtag Golden Closet, which is like Jungkook's personal production name. I love it so much.
But I love
He got the name from his nickname, Golden Maknae, and then like he combined it with like his tiny closet-like room, which is like his studio. Anyways, JK, he did the vocal arrangement himself. He had some help from Big Hit. Overall, I'm just really proud of him. The song is gorgeous. The song suits his voice perfectly. And it gets you in your feels. Like, the song is just emotional and you just, his voice is so beautiful. But in addition to this, this happened just today. RM released a little snippet on Twitter of what is going to be on his second mixtape. So we know that RM2 is going to be coming out sometime in the near future.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about Bepsay.
Yes. Bepsay is found on two albums. It first appeared in The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2, which is my favorite album. I love that album. In 2015. And then it was also on Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Young Forever, in 2016. That's like the one with the album cover that's like a hot air balloon.
Yeah, yeah. Bepsay, it loosely translates to English as the word crow tit, which I didn't really know what a crow tit was, so I had to look it up. And basically, a crow tit is a small, round, chubby, and cute little bird with these tiny, short little legs.
Yes, it is a super cute bird, but I just need everyone to stop laughing because the crow tit is such a funny word to me.
Yeah, I mean, it has tit in it.
Yeah.
Like, tit. I'm picturing crow's boobs. Like, if a crow had boobs.
Instead of having boobs, it's just a small, round, cute thing that you said.
It's so chubby.
It's really cute. Google crow tit bird. Add bird to the end. So Google doesn't give you just
it's
something
essential
else.
Essential to add the bird at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, I don't know
Google
what
search.
Else they would give you, but okay, so the name of the song is actually a nod to a Korean phrase in which crow tit describes someone who like tries to act like better than what they are. They try to act like someone, like emulate someone who's essentially a higher status than them or assumed like to be better than them, basically like acting like they want to rise above their current or like inherited status that they were kind of born into. And it's basically like being called a wannabe.
Yeah. In the song, they refer to authorities such as like parents, teachers, law enforcement. They refer to them as storks. Like the bird, a stork.
Mm-hmm.
So they refer to authority figures as storks because storks are much larger, taller, and have longer beaks compared to a crow tit. The metaphor is used to describe someone with privilege compared to someone without privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a stork is more privileged than a crow tit in the sense that it has more advantages for, like, survival because it has long legs, it can run faster, it's got a long beak, it can, like, fight off things or dig deeper in the ground for food, things like that.
You can always run faster and eat more.
Yeah, so it's basically, like, you know, storks have more privilege than what a crow tit has.
Right. This song is, you know, going into what you think it would be about. If it's called Crow Tit and that it has all of that significance behind it, it's, you know, basically talking about that struggle between not being seen as good as you, you know, are, as good as you think you are. So I just want to point out some of, like, the lines, like, the lyrics that really stuck out to me. I really love the lyric, my teacher who was born with a gold spoon and chopsticks, because it's like the idea of like you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth or whatever, where it's like you were born into money, into status, into options, you know, into this whole other world that a lot of people don't have. And I like that it says chopsticks because, like, in some Asian cultures, chopsticks are really significant of, like, status, like, the type.
Yeah, of, there's different
like,
types
whatever
of
it's
chopsticks.
Made out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that kind of goes along with that. I also love when RM says, change the rules, change, change. The storks want it, maintain. And then, like, he goes on to say, this isn't normal. So, you know, of course, the storks, they're, like, the authorities that are telling you that you aren't going to be able to be as good, to rise above. And they want to obviously keep it that way. And it's just, like, not normal. They're looking around the world. They're looking around what other people around them want in their own communities. And they're just like, this isn't okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I love when Jungkook says, like, saying that it's my fault, you're joking, right? Saying that it's fair, oh, you're crazy. Saying that this is justice. Like,
yeah,
he's like,
saying that this is justice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right before he says, you must be kidding me, when he's doing, like, that goofy dance in the video. But we'll get to that part.
Well,
but
it's
that's
because,
just, like,
yeah, it's because it's not their fault, you know? So, like,
yeah,
essentially the authorities now are, like, these baby boomers, you know? And they grew up in a time in which, like, the economy was booming and the job market was, like, prevalent. Like, there was a lot of jobs. The economy was going well. And college actually meant something. Like, if you went to college, you were guaranteed a job. Nowadays, they don't understand, like, a lot of, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of the baby boomer generation, the, like, storks that they're referring to, think, like, oh, you're not working hard enough because I worked hard and here I am. But it's like, that doesn't mean anything. We're working just as hard as you, if not more. But based on, like, the economy and the way the world is right now, going to college, working really hard may not always pay off.
Yeah, I've been out of college for 3 months now, and I have not found a job. And I know, like, I'm hoping jobs will be posted. I've gone on a couple of interviews. It's hard. It sucks. It sucks knowing that I'm so in debt from going to school for doing this thing that they say I need to do. And I have nothing, absolutely nothing to show for it right now.
Yeah.
So, like, I love that line because it just speaks to, like, our generation all around the world. Because, like, obviously, this song is, at this time, BTS hadn't really, like, blown up in 2015. Not worldwide, at least, you know, maybe all around Asia.
Yeah, they were still in the process of getting big.
Yeah, they definitely didn't have, like, the international attention that they have now. You know, like, they weren't in vogue.
Yeah.
But, like, so many people could connect with them all over the world. It's, like, just from, like, a lyric like this, because so many of us are experiencing that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Overall, it, like, demonstrates a need for a change of, like, social constructs and the unfair treatment of our generation. Because, like, it's true. Sometimes hard work, no matter how hard you work, for us, for our generation, won't necessarily help you obtain your goals. So I just think that that's what this song is talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, my opinion of this song, just overall, I just want to give a big shout out to Muish. They're on WordPress.com, and their translation of all of the BTS songs are so accurate and detailed. Like, they go into, like, the deep meaning of all of the songs, and this person, like, must know Korean and English and can translate it almost perfectly.
Wow.
So I just want to give a shout out to them because they did a fabulous job. But for this song, one of the most interesting lines for me is J-Hope's line kind of close to the beginning. He says, "At part-time jobs, it's passion pay." And I had kind of heard the term passion pay before, but I didn't really know what it meant. So passion pay, it's like meaning that companies will basically pay the younger generations less in currency, like physical money, because they say that paying them, that they're like basically paying them with enjoyment of having the job. So like instead of giving them money, they're like, well, I gave you this job and you, this is your passion, so I'm paying you back through providing you your passion.
That's fucked up.
It's the most bullshit thing I've ever heard. Like,
that's fucked up.
That's like their reasoning. And I can see how that works into like the K-pop industry, because it's like everyone wants to be, I mean, that's not true, but like people in Korea, like to be a K-pop idol, I think is like a huge dream, you know, just like it is here in America to be an actor or an actress or a singer. So they're like, oh, we don't have to pay you all that much because you're working for SM or you're working for JYP. And that alone is enough payment to you that we don't need to pay you actual money, you know?
Or and you only get a little bit of money.
Yeah. It's bullcrap.
It'd be like if you worked a 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday, but only got paid Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah. But like I said before, overall, the song, it just talks about how corrupt the older generation's thought process is. That no matter what the younger generation does to succeed, the older generation that has more privilege expects the younger generation without the younger generation that doesn't have privilege to, like, fail. So in the song, the Storks will say that the younger generation does not succeed because they do not work as hard as they did. When in reality, it's just like the economy, the job market, it's vast different now. And there's not as much opportunity as there was for the baby boomers, you know?
Yeah.
So they just like, they can't really grasp that. And I think this song like really hits it home.
Yeah, I think it lyrically totally displays that 100%. And then, as we're going to find out as we move into talking about the dance practice video, when they dance to it and the way that the song sounds, it is like a hype song and it is a fun dance. And like, it's almost like they're taunting.
It's like they're mocking
these people
them.
That they're talking to. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like they're, yeah, they're like being really cocky, and it's like, you hit the nail on the head saying it's like they're mocking them.
Can we talk about how clever BTS is?
Yes.
Everything they do is they put so much thought into every single thing that they do. Every single lyric, every single piece of choreography has meaning to it.
Even if the meaning is just, oh, this will make some people fucking die when they watch this.
Yes.
Which is what happens when you watch this video.
Yeah.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So all of our listeners, pull up, like, as you're listening, if you're able, pull up the Bepsae dance practice music video. Like,
yes.
Because we are about to go very detailed into this music video.
Yes, we are. We will say minutes times, seconds times on very important points. We have a whole outline, you guys.
We outlined this on a Google Doc.
Bitch, we got serious. We got serious for this. This is an 8-page Google Doc.
Yeah.
So pull it up. It was released by Big Hit via Bangtan TV YouTube channel on June 1st, 2016.
Yeah, we're going to set the scene for you and then give y'all a timeline of amazing things that we personally notice while watching this video. It'll kind of be like a things you didn't notice of Bepsae dance practice.
Yeah. And we were kind of inspired to do this by one of, like, I think both of our favorite, all-time favorite videos, which was an amazing, like, fan edit video that first originally made us fall in love with Bepsae.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad, though, because the original was deleted on Twitter. Or, sorry, the
YouTube.
Original was deleted on YouTube. Yeah. And I don't even know who the person's name was. We
it's
found
so sad.
A re-upload. It's so sad. It's so R.I.P. But we found a re-uploaded version on the channel named Kim Tae-young. Seriously. This person really got his name. But it's very poor video quality. And you can't really read the captions. But
yeah,
like,
it's really crappy. You can't read it because it's so blurry.
Yeah, but if you know it, it's the one where they say that RM, like, looks like a farmer or, like,
a farmer's wife
or something.
Yeah. Which he does.
Just RIP to that video, shout out. That video, like, made us fall in love with this song, and that's kind of why we're doing our own Things You Didn't Notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, so Kayla and I, like I said, are going to narrate the entire Bepsae dance practice video for you all. But we broke it up so that it will point out, so, like, I will point out things that RM, Jin, Taeyong, and JK do, and then Kayla is going to point out things that Suga, J-Hope, and Jimin do.
Yeah.
So, getting into it, just to set the scene, this video and this dance practice was done at their old dance practice room. So, you've got the mirror, the classic mirror on the right wall, the Big Hit in blue on the back wall, which is, like, covered in white tile. There is a set of lockers on the back left side of the room. And then if you look in the right back corner, there is a phone charging in the corner. I don't know whose phone
already.
It is, but someone's charging a phone. So there's the things you didn't notice.
Yes.
So, just to describe what all of the members are wearing.
Because it's important in this video.
It's so important. Like, the fashion, like, they had to have purposely dressed up for this video. They were like, all right, we're going to do a couple dance practice videos. Let's all look bomb, except for Taeyong. I'll get to it.
Iconic.
So, Namjoon, holy crap. Namjoon is wearing a Tommy Hilfiger, like, overalls with black and white elastic suspenders that also say Tommy Hilfiger on it. He's got a pink New York hat on. He's got these black, thick-rimmed, frameless Buddy Holly-styled glasses, this loose, swoop-necked gray t-shirt that shows his freaking his collarbones. Like, you can see his collarbones the whole time. And his skin is so perfectly tan. Like, oh my gosh, RM bias wrecks the crap out of me in this video.
And it makes his shoulders look so wide. Something about the scoop neck.
So wide in the gray. It's so swooped. Anyway, so he's wearing, like, really high black socks underneath his overalls. And then he's got those traditional Timberlands on.
Oh, yeah.
So moving on to Jen. Jen is in this, like, oversized, large white crew neck sweatshirt that has a large black diamond printed on it with, like, a P inside of it. There's, like, a P written inside of it with a macron above it and a period right after it. And I tried to look to see if this is a type of name brand, and I couldn't find it. So if it is, you know, email us, let us know. But he's also wearing these, like, pleather like skinny jeans slash pants. Ooh. They may not be jeans, but they're like pleathery kind of, but not too much. Ooh. You know, like, it's not like boom leather, like, it's just, I don't know, it's got a little shine to it.
It's a little sheen.
Yeah. And then he's got these all black van like shoes that have a white sole on the bottom.
Yes. So Suga has, he's wearing a long black sweater. It looks like a knit sweater or a wool sweater, but it's like kind of thin. And it kind of ends like mid thigh. Like, it definitely hangs down past his butt. And speaking of his butt, in the back, it has like some lettering in a straight line down the back that kind of like starts like in his lower back and goes to the bottom of the garment. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's really cute. He's wearing slim-fitting black pants, and he has a white hat on, and Suga in a hat is always ultimate daddy. I fucking love him in a hat.
He works that hat in this video, too.
Oh my god, it's amazing. He's also wearing a black face mask, and I love when he wears a black face mask. He looks so fucking good. And then... he's wearing, like, just plain gray tennis shoes. Always the sensible man. So J-Hope is fucking flashy as fuck in this music, in this dance practice. He's wearing, like, an army green button-down shirt. It looks kind of, like, soft, but not, like, super thin. Like, a sturdy shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, a nice quality. And then, like, in big pink letters on the right shoulder, it says kill in, like, big, bright pink letters. Mm-hmm. And then he's wearing Bermuda shorts that I always thought... So Bermuda shorts are, like, kind of right above your knee is when they end. I always thought that on his shorts, it was, like, some sort of, like, leafy thing. But in fact, it's like a sparsely printed camo, just like a few different colors with like a tan, like a light cream background. But the way that the camo is like splotched, it's kind of sparse. So,
yeah, I would agree with that. But it is,
those shorts are 100% peacocking, yeah, and no, they are illegal.
Yes, they stick out so much. Like, it's hard not to see those shorts.
It is. He uses those shorts, okay? Mm-hmm. He's also wearing black Puma tennis shoes with, like, a white accent. Like, the swoop thing is white. And then Jimin is wearing just a plain white t-shirt, kind of scoop-necked also. And, like, over the white t-shirt, he has a medium wash jean jacket that fits very well. And then he's wearing black pants, and the black pants are like skinny jeans, but then they have rips and tears on one leg. It has like one big rip over his knee, and on the other leg it has a rip over his knee and his thigh.
Those ripped jeans, man,
you know I'm a leg girl.
They're so sexy. They're so tight.
It's so amazing. And then he's also wearing a white hat, just like Suga. And he looks so good in this white hat. And then he's wearing just like regular black shoes also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Taeyang, in my notes, I literally just wrote LOL. This is before Taeyang really cared about what he wore, or like before he really got into fashion. So I think this is the stage where he started experimenting a little bit with fashion. And now he's just like a Gucci god and like this fashion diva. But in this video, this boy, he's wearing a Bape and Puma jacket that zips all the way up. I mean, all the way up, like over the face, like where like the hoodie part is. So like if you zip it, if you zip the hoodie part up, it's like it has like a shark printed on the hood. With, so like if you were to like zip it over your face, it's like a shark face. But on the front, it has the silhouette of the Bape ape thingy, that name brand. And then it's in, yeah, so it's like printed in white on the front of the jacket. He would, like, I'm just like, he would wear this sweatshirt. but yeah, so then he also has these, they look like gauchos. They just look like gauchos to me, but they're like sweatpants that are like black and they have a drop crotch to them, and they just look terrible. They just look bad, and they're like bell bottom, like they're not very fitting, just very loose. He's got these gray tennis shoes on, or like sneakers, with this like thick blue strip on them. It's also like not a good gray. It's just not a good gray. And then underneath this hoodie, he's wearing this like fancy blue button-down shirt that he like tucks into his sweatpants. Who tucks a button-down shirt into sweatpants? Like, terrible. Is that, no, V, what are you doing?
This is before he had a stylist, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, he still looked good to me though. Like, he's still hot. So then we go into Cookie, who is wearing, I think, the most iconic outfit he's ever worn. Well, one of them.
Yes.
But every time I show this video to, like, non-BTS fans, they're always like, who's that? Oh, I love his outfit. They just, like, they're immediately drawn to him. So he's wearing this, like, long, large, oversized, loose, transparent-ish white button-down shirt that has, like, the top two or three buttons unbuttoned. And it's the whole point of it is, like, it's so big, but it's, like, transparent. And you just can kind of see his body underneath it. Like, you can visualize it. Use your imagination all. Anyways, he's also wearing, like, drop crotch kind of pants. But they're, like, kind of like whitewashed jeans. I wouldn't say they're necessarily whitewashed, but they're lighter toned. And then, of course, he has his Timberlands on.
Of course. Okay, so we're going to dive in to this timeline. Right at the beginning of the video, they play rock, paper, scissors to decide who has to do the punishment at the end of the song. And I'm sure you know what the punishment is. We'll get to it at the end of the song. So right at the beginning, it's like the first thing I notice right at 3 seconds, like Jimin is fixing his hat. And this is going to become a thing. He fucks with his hat the whole time. Suga's like acting cool before rock, paper, scissors, and like Jimin and J-Hope, then they won with scissors and they were like, yeah, like celebrating whatever. A bunch of them won at that point. And then Suga loses the game. He lost. And he like, when he loses, he just falls to the floor. Jimin had been over on the side, like dancing in the mirror. And then when he realizes that Suga lost, he got up, walked over, pointed and laughed at Yoongi.
Oh, no.
Just like while Yoongi was still on the floor after losing. Uh-huh. And like, it's so funny.
Yeah. And Tae is like shooting Suga. Like he's just like taunting him.
Yeah. And then, okay. So then it just cuts to them being set up in their like little formation for the beginning of the music video. Mm-hmm. And the music kicks on. Like, the first thing I notice is that J-Hope turns around hella quick at the beginning of the song. Like, I know they all do, but he just, like, does it really fast, like, whips his head around, moves his whole body, like, in perfect.
I watched that part.
It's so much.
Like, he does it so quickly. It's, like, so fast and just, like, boom, J-Hope.
Boom. Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Shortly after that part, RM, if you're watching RM, when they all turn around, when they kind of do that, like, shimmy, when they shimmy their shoulders, RM makes, like, the goofiest little face. Like, he sticks his tongue out, and it's just very subtle and very quick.
Yes. And then, like, Suga, right at that part when they're doing the shoulder shimmies, I just want to point out his perfect shoulder wiggle. It is just amazing.
Uh-huh. So after they all do that, like, shoulder wiggle, like, Jungkook is front and center as the start, as, like, the song starts. Jungkook is front and center, and he comes to the front, and, like, the cameraman zooms in on his incredibly sexy face, and it just grabs every viewer's attention, and you can just sense that this song is going to be rad.
Yes, it grabs every viewer's attention until a few seconds later you look slightly back and to the left and you see Suga, and he does this like bite snarl, and it is so like sexy. Mm-hmm. And you're like, ooh, oh my god. And then at the same exact moment, flash your eyes over to the other side of the screen, and J-Hope has this amazing hair flip where you see his whole forehead, and I just love it.
He has several hair flips throughout this whole thing.
Love it.
Yes.
Then, just a few seconds later, this part is so funny to me. So, J-Hope, you would not see him in the screen at all if you weren't purposefully looking for him at 101, okay? He is in the top right corner of the screen, barely. Like a tiny, it's literally just his face. And the rest of the screen is taken up by people, and he's like in the back. It's like a tiny little J-Hope face, and he is smiling so big. It is hilarious and cute. Aww. And you need to find it.
Oh, I just looked at it. I just watched. I have the video pulled up.
Yeah, I love it. And then literally a second later, Suga squats really low on the floor. And because of the camera angle, it kind of looks like he's like a little bit behind RM. But like he's probably like 10 feet back from him. And he squats down on the floor and he like points up at the camera. And it's just like really cool. But you probably wouldn't see him because he's not like the focus of the shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm sorry, guys. Jin, I love Jin. I really do. But I think everyone can agree that Jin in this video is just hilarious. So if you go to minute 1:03, Jin does his hip thrusts. And if you watch and focus on him, every time he does his hip thrusts, he has to, like, look down at his hips. Like, he has to focus on his hip thrusts. Like, you can tell that this is just not a natural dance move for him and that maybe he's not that comfortable with it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still, like, sexy, but he's just, you can tell he's focusing so hard on it.
Bless this boy.
Bless him.
So then right after you see his hip thrusts, look at Suga. He's in the front. Suga moves to the front. And then Jimin is to his right. And J-Hope is to his left. And it's a total Soap Yoonmin moment. And I love it so much.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, coming. They're, like, dancing up to the front. Yes.
Yeah. And then, like, Suga, when he's in the front, he does this cute-ass, like, smirk. Like, Suga is... We know Suga. He is not one to, like, outwardly show emotions very much, so he like always stifles it with like this little smirk, and that's what he's doing when he's right in the front, and it is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
and then J-Hope like comes from the back and smoothly slides to the front and like takes his place, and it is cute as fuck.
Yeah, that's when he's that don't pay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, that's that part.
Yo.
So cute. So at this part, that's the part where J-Hope comes to the front, and then Jimin is to his left, Jungkook is to his right. But while the camera is focused on J-Hope during this part and Jimin and Jungkook, if you look over to the right, you can barely, I don't even want to say barely see, he's pretty much in the camera shot. You can see Tae in the back right being his typical weird ass alien self, just dancing oddly with his arms, just trying to bring attention to himself. Like, he's looking at himself in the mirror and he's like crossing his arms, just like a goober, like he is. So,
yeah, like a little weirdo.
Yeah. But also during this part, Also, during this part, if you manage to stay focused and you're not really looking at Tae in the background, you can see JK and Jimin doing their, like, hopping dance move.
Yes.
And it's so cute. Like, Jungkook, who always looks like a bunny to us because of his teeth, he looks like an actual bunny hopping through a forest. It's so cute.
Yes. And then, like, when all the focus is on J-Hope for a split second, Jimin does two tiny, really quick Korean hearts that I had never noticed before, because I had always previously looked at Jungkook looking like a cute little bunny, and then J-Hope, you would get, like, a flash of him again, like, in the center shot.
I never knew he did that.
Yeah, he does. He just, like, real quick, two tiny cute ones, and it was amazing.
Aww. Yeah. Then they kind of move over to, like, stage left, like, all three of those boys, and they end up doing that real aggressive, pelvic thrust. And Jungkook goes from being bunny to daddy in, like, 0.001 seconds. Like, shit. He does it he does such an aggressive pelvic thrust that his hair just, like, bounces everywhere. Like, it's just, like, all over the place. Like, he's shaking. He's thrusting so hard, he's literally shaking his whole body.
And, like,
this dance practice is just all about the pelvic thrust.
Seriously, like, J-Hope's pelvic thrust is so fucking rude. J-Hope is the rudest member of BTS. Seriously, he can control his body so well for his amazing background in dance. He has such a control that he can make every part of his body do exactly what he wants it to do. And, like, he makes his hips thrust in the most sexual way and the most, like, aggressive, like, quick, like, like, in-out way. Like, it is so, like, specific. I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, his hand is, like, kind of hovering over. Like, it may as well be on his dick. Mm-hmm. He's wearing those fucking camo shorts, so he's peacocking. So, like, when he lifts his leg up, and he puts his hand there. So he's, like, framing with his leg in his hand and his hand. his whole crotch. So your eye just goes right to J-Hope's, like, business. And, like, honestly, like, the shorts just add to the whole situation. And Hobie will bias wreck you every fucking time with this shot.
No, yes. It's, like, it's such a great pelvic thrust.
Amazing. Next, Jimin. You don't get to see his hip thrust because he's hidden. But he wipes his face with, like, his left hand. And, like, how does he look so soft when he wipes his face? But then also, he, like, hits this angle with the camera and he looks so smooth and sexy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, at that part, he, like, wipes his forehead, like, so softly. But then he goes back into the choreography and it's, like, he's so intense. Like, he's, like, soft but intense at the same time.
It's so much.
Yeah. Okay, so I gotta point out a time for all of you. Okay, so at minute 1:38, please go to this because this is Jungkook's best body roll in BTS history, 10 out of 10. It's right after RM's part. V comes in for his part, and Jungkook is to his left, and he does the best body roll in BTS history. Just check it out. Can't describe it in any other way.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Shortly after that, so as V's part of the song comes to an end, they're all, like, in a row, and they're, like, tapping each other to, like, come in. You know, they're, like, you know, doing that wave of, like, tapping people in to dance. And, of course, V taps in Jungkook, Taekook. There's so many Taekook moments in this whole entire video.
Yes. And then, like, you kind of see over on the right side, Jimin is waiting for his turn to move. And he has his legs crossed in fourth position, ballet style. Like, the perfect dancer, angel baby that he is.
Aw, yes. After that, Jimin does his, like, solo pose over to the right. And then Jungkook moves up to the front. And he's doing that dance move where they're all, like, sidestepping to get into position. Mm-hmm. But their legs are, like, spread really far apart. So it's kind of a weird dance, but it's really sexy. And JK is so sexy. Like, he works that dance move. And you can tell he just feels himself.
Yes.
And also, like, shortly after that, they all get into their position, and then they all clap and then hit their inner shoe. But if mm-hmm. you look closely at V in the background, he claps and then he hits his outer shoe because, you know, he always has to be different.
Always.
Also, during this part, Jin is off to the left and you can see him like side glancing the other members, just waiting to see when his part comes. Like, he's got his hands up. He's got his hands up and you can see that he's just like, he's not moving. But you, if you look at his eyes, they just like glare to the left. And he's just watching every single person, looking for the cues for when it's his part of the choreography. Like, poor Jin baby. Yes. He's focusing so hard.
He's really come a long way with dancing.
Oh, no, he has, for sure.
So then anyone who has seen that video that I talked about earlier before it got taken down, at 1:56 is definitely the Suga sweater paws moment. Sweater paws. It's so cute. He squat down and he puts both of his like hands kind of in the air, but his sleeves are too long, so only shows like half of his hands. It just looks really cute. And he like looks up and has his like mouth gaping open. It's just adorable. So sweater paws.
After, like, the sweat of pause, they all do that, like, freestyle, aimlessly, like, changing spots around the practice studio. And Jin is known for this part because he does, like, those stressed-out poses with, like, his hands on his head. And his face, it, like, looks super red because he's wearing that white sweatshirt and his hair is blonde. So his face just looks redder than everyone else's. So he looks super stressed. He looks like exhausted as shit during this whole dance practice.
He totally does. He's like a permanent meme.
He's a meme throughout this entire video.
Yeah. And then, like, at that same time when Jin is looking hella stressed out, J-Hope, like, slides across the front of the screen. And when he does it, he puts his hand up, like he's shading the sun from his eyes. And the action of moving his arm upwards, like raising his arm, for a split second, it, like, flashes, like, his side and, like, stomach, like his bare skin, because it like, pulls the shirt up. Yeah. And they don't blur it. So I know that some armies really like to see that. So.
Oh, yeah. And so during this part of the dance, this is when Tae Cook meets up over to the left. And they kind of like, they're over to the left and they move to like the back together. And they're just in their own world. Like, they're looking at each other, grinning ear to ear because they're just having so much fun. They're just like goofing around. Everyone else is kind of doing their own thing. And then, like, Tae Cook is just, like, in their own world having a fun-ass time together. It's such a Tae Cook moment. And it's so cute because they do it at the live performances, too.
Yes.
Adorable. And Tae Cook.
I'll tell you why. I never noticed that moment before. And it's because at the same exact time, Jimin is singing his part. And he has flipped his jacket off of his shoulders. Like, this surprises no one. We all knew he was going to do it at some point.
Yes.
Every time he does it, I just love it. I love it so much. And in this outfit, he looks especially daddy. So when he does the jacket shoulder flip, it just really adds to that. So then he, like, moves to the front. And he turns his head to the right. And sticks his tongue out all the way.
Like he does.
And like, it should be illegal. He's like wearing the hat. He looks like a daddy. Like my heart is like racing. It's too much.
He's got a long tongue.
A really long tongue. And then, as if on cue, Bias Record J-Hope literally jumps from the back of the formation. He's in, like, the back left. He jumps forward through everyone and kind of, like, over slash to the side of Jimin and ends up in the front middle of the formation. And, like, he then proceeds to fucking kill it.
Yes. Like,
oh, my God.
He just, like, flies to the front, like, front and center.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot happens during this part of the song when J-Hope is rapping, when he comes up to the front, at least for my people. So, J-Hope jumps to the front, but at the same time, RM jumps as well. He doesn't jump to the front. He's kind of jumping, like, in place. but he jumps so high that his glasses, those like Buddy Holly glasses he's got on, fly up off of his nose, which if you pay attention to RM during this whole video, he does it constantly throughout the whole video. He's just messing with his glasses. Like, he eventually just takes them off. Like, at the end, he just takes the glasses off. But he messes with them so much, but he jumps so high that they literally fly up off of his face. It's so cute. But also during this part of the song, if you look at Jen, so this is when J-Hope is rapping and he's up in front. If you look at Jen, he like flings his head back and like he throws it down so aggressively, like his blonde hair like comes over his eyes. But if you look at his facial expressions, they are such a meme. Like, I swear, a fourth of all of the Jin memes out there are probably from this dance practice video. Like, he's just such a meme.
Probably.
Also during this part, if you look in the back, Jungkook and Tae are back there. And Tae is just, like, repeatedly, playfully punching Jungkook's shoulder. And it's so cute because they're still just, like, in their own world laughing at each other.
Yeah. And then, like, right then, almost at the same time, Jimin is, like, sexy as fuck when he's dancing, like, when they do the chorus right then. And they, like, they call me Bepsi. He practically grabs his crotch. Like, and he's, like, kind of in the front. Like, he needs to stop.
Yes. So, also during that part, I got to shout out another time because this is one of my favorite parts for V. It's at minute 2:23. So as J-Hope's part kind of comes to an end, they all run up to the front with J-Hope being front and center. And if you look to the right, they all do like those hip thrusts, but Tae literally points to his dick. Like, look here, right here. In case you didn't already know where my dick is, it's right here. And he thrusts his hips and he's just pointing to his dick.
Tae.
I know. Like, literally, he just points to it. Like, here it is. There it is. In case you didn't know. So anyways, J-Hope's part, like, that part is amazing. And it comes to an end. And RM is, like, hiding behind J-Hope and Jimin, who end up parting, like, separate ways. Like, I think J-Hope goes to the left and Jimin goes to the right. But they, like, expose RM, who's, like, crouched down behind them. And then he comes forward and rises up while doing that, like, hand-fluttering butterfly choreography that he does throughout the entire dance. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. And I feel like there's a reason why he does that butterfly choreography. But it's just so cute and goofy. He does it throughout. But that's the part that's most prevalent. Because all the members are like, to the left and right of him.
Yeah. And then right at 2:30, like, Jimin, this is an iconic moment for me, for Yoonmin. Like, Jimin moves backwards to find his place in the triangle formation, which is next to Suga. And when he gets back there, he smiles directly at Suga, like, looks at him. They make eye contact for a second, and, like, Suga, of course, tries to, like, stifle a smile, and it ends up being a cute little smirk, and it's just so many Yoonmin vibes.
Yoonmin, yeah.
And then 8 seconds later, J-Hope is just like an endless ray of sunshine. Like, even though they're all tired, like, you can tell this dance is like not easy, you know? Like they have to like really get into it. And J-Hope is still, like, a radiant beam of sunshine. He's just, like, smiling.
Throughout the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. And then
Hobie.
Suga starts, I know, Hobie. Then Suga starts his verse, and he, like, does, like, a Hotline Bling dance, which is, like, it's so funny.
Yeah, and, like, RM is behind him while he's doing that. Because RM is, like, while Suga's doing his part, RM has, like, kind of, like, background lines, and he's just, like, his hype man. So he's, like, in the background, and he kind of starts the Hotline Bling dance, and then Suga starts to do it. But, like, I mean, RM is just pumping him up. It's so cute. It's, like, his own personal background dancer.
Oh, totally.
But shortly after that, at minute 2:48, Tae is so un-fucking-necessary rude. Like, he's so rude. So it's during RM's part, right when it starts, and he says, change, change, you know that part?
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of do, like, a small jump forward, but you need to look at V. V is so damn dramatic when he jumps forward. He, like, exaggerates his hips forward while his hand is, like, completely covering his penis. Like, it's completely over his penis. And it's so unnecessary. It's so ridiculously rude when he does it. Like, he thrusts his hip forward and, like, his hands over his dick. So you just look there. It's just so rude.
Yeah. And then, like, right then also, Suga walks... He had been in the front, and he just, like, walks towards the back of the formation, like, towards, like, left stage. And he just looks like such a grandpa when he walks away. It cracks me up. Like, he doesn't walk like he's trying to hurry or that he's, or, like, he's mid-dance. He literally just, like, walks away, like, kind of shuffles away. Yeah. It's so funny. And then, like, right when they say, bang, bang, J-Hope, like, does this lip bite. And he, again, lip bites. Okay, so he does that lip bite at 2:58. He does it again at 3:12, and then again at 3:20, like Kinky Hobie. Yeah, he just, like, just keeps lip biting.
Shit, I never noticed he did that.
Yeah, me neither.
Ah, J-Hope.
Now you know.
Yeah. So then it goes into being Tae's part. So he goes to shoot Jungkook, of course. But Jungkook kind of, like, runs away, and I think V just didn't know that that was part of the choreography. So he's like, oh, shit, what do I do? So he ends up shooting J-Hope. But then he's just so distracted by having to, like, change, like, who he decides to shoot that he forgets to sing his part. Like, he's not even mouthing his part. He's just like, oh, shit. And then, he shoots J-Hope, and then he's like, oh, it's my part. And then he comes up to the front. Aww. So cute.
While Tae is in the front, Jimin's hat is all the way fucked up.
Oh, like, yeah, no, it
this
is.
This boy.
It's so bad.
This boy literally, his hat is like going off the top of his head, and it's like.
It's not okay. It's not this, okay.
This boy has been fucking with his hat the entire time, and like. He tried to fix it, and he did not have time, and it's, like, sitting just on the top of his head, like, on the back, kind of. It looks insane.
And he's, like, and smirking. Like, you can tell he's laughing at himself.
Because he's like, this fucking hat.
Yeah. So funny. So, this is another thing that, like, you probably, there's no way you can't notice it when you watch it, but after that, like, Jungkook is over, like, far stage left. And he does that fabulous pose where he, like, high kicks his leg with both his arms straight up in the air and his wrists bent. Like, it's so fabulous and so extra.
Yeah, it is, like, an iconic Jungkook pose.
Yeah, it is.
For sure. It's so funny because Jimin later does, like, a similar pose and he does it so lazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I hate that this is the only thing I have to say about Jin again, but Jin is over to the far left and his arms are like up next to his head. Just look at him. Like, he's just, again, he looks straight at Jimin. Like, he's waiting for his part to come in. Like, Jin is just confused. He's too focused on the choreography. He can't even be goofy, but he's being goofy just by being himself.
He looks so stressed.
So stressed.
Like, so fucking stressed out.
So focused.
So then, right after Jin looks stressed as fuck, seriously, he needs, like, so much anxiety in his face. Then we see Suga at minute 3, second 16, sweater pause, part 2. He again is like looking up. He's kind of looking at Jimin.
He's so cute.
He's kind of looking at, yeah, it's so, so
he
cute.
He looks so little.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after that, right as Jungkook goes to the middle to do his like ridiculous dance move that's about to come up, I swear to God, look back behind Jungkook at V. V like gets himself so damn ready for this part. Like, I don't know if it's his favorite choreography of the dance or he just like wants to go hard, but it's at minute 3, second 20. He quickly and forcefully unzips his jacket, throws back his hoodie, shakes his head violently in his hair, and then laughs because his boyfriend's in front of him being a complete dork in the middle. But it's just like, it's so aggressive. Like, it's just like, I don't know if he was like, yeah, I'm about to go hard. He just throws that hoodie back and just shakes his head. But at this part, Jungkook comes to the middle, and I have no words to describe his dancing here. Like, he's just being a complete dork. He's like hunched Goofy. Over. He's hunched over. He's got his arms straight out to the side like an airplane. And he's stomping his like feet, like one over the other. And he's like moving in like a circle to look at every single member in the face. And he gets Suga like cracking up. Like he gets Suga to just die laughing.
Suga and Jimin both die laughing at Jungkook because they're both like in the front line with Jungkook. And it is so funny. And Jungkook is, he's like bent at the hips. So like he's really, he's not just like curved back. Like his whole hip is bent.
He's bent over.
Hella hunched over. He is bent over.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Then he comes up to the front and he does that line like, you must be kidding me. You must be kidding me. This boy purposely lifts his shirt and shows his tummy. Like, you can see him physically motor plan with his hands to grab his shirt and pull it up. And he shows his stomach and you can see those black boxers underneath those drop crotch jeans, and just stop. And then after that, they kill us even more. And V comes up and just jumps on Jungkook's back and just piggyback rides him and slaps his ass right in front of the camera. Like, V doesn't even care that his part is next. Like, he's not even prepared. He's just like on Jungkook's back.
I was going to say, is it the black boxers that he stole from Suga? Hashtag Suga Cookie. Hashtag Yoonkook. Hashtag listen to our most...
We support.
Listen to our last episode.
We support.
Yeah. We support. We love them. then, right at... I think this part is so important. Right at 3:34, J-Hope does the Dougie. And I love the Dougie. And he just fucking kills it. He doesn't do the part where you swipe your hand over your head. But he does kind of like the side back and forth thing.
Oh, and he does do the Dougie.
Yeah, he does. Aww. I love it so much. And I know I noticed it because my husband... sometimes when we're out, he'll do the Dougie, and it's really sexy to me. And so I definitely noticed when J-Hope did it.
So then it goes to the part again where they're all just kind of like freestyling and aimlessly like moving around the room. And Jin goes straight up to Jimin right up in the front, and he looks down at Jimin like he's checking him out almost, like, look at my moves. And Jimin just gets so cute, and he like eye smiles so hard because he's just laughing at how ridiculous Jin looks. Like, let's be real.
Yes.
And it's just like so funny because Jin, you know, Jin's just being goofy with him, like, oh, look at my moves, and Jimin's like cracking up.
Love it.
At the same time, during that freestyle part, if you look over to the right, you'll see Tae, and Taeyong is just being super lazy. Like, he's just kind of like wiggling his body slowly, but then he does this like choreography where he like does the hustle. Like, he just like rolls his wrists around each other. Like, what are you doing?
Do the hustle.
It's so
cute.
Oh
my god. It's so cute.
Goober.
And then Suga is in the front of the formation again, and Jimin is moving from like the left side to the right side of the shot. And as he's moving, he like goes behind Suga, and then when he gets in his place, he's like right behind him to the right, and he's like touching his back. Mm. Like, Jimin is touching Suga's back. It is obvious. You can see it because like Suga leans forward. It could see Jimin's hands still on his back, even after they're like continued to dance.
Yeah, there's a lot of Yunmin. There's a lot of Yunmin going on in this video.
Ooh,
maybe
I
this
have
is
one
why,
for you in a second.
Yeah, this is probably why we love this video, because there's so much Taekook and so much Yunmin.
But it's such an iconic video.
Yes, it really is. It's one of their best. So after this, RM finally like decides to take off his freaking glasses because they've just been moving around his face way too much.
This is too active of a dance to wear fake glasses.
Yeah, or hats or any accessories of that sort.
Jimin.
Jimin should just dance naked. Like, he can't handle clothing.
He always tries to take everything off. Like,
just dance naked, baby.
Pants.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
Quite a sight. Shit.
God. Oh my God.
Sorry.
At least tape it. At least tape it up so it doesn't go everywhere.
Daydream, daydream. Anyways.
Okay, this is our daydream. Okay, so 5 seconds later, Jimin. So remember, Yoongi, Suga is in the front, and Jimin is like right behind him to his right. He looks right at Yoongi's butt. Then, like literally, if Yoongi's butt had eyes, he would have made eye contact. And then he moves closer, and this is the part in the song where they thrust, and he thrusts like his hip, like a pelvic thrust, directly towards Suga with his body angled very close to him. His leg is like lifted a little bit more to accommodate him being able to get closer to Suga. Like, so his like knee and thigh doesn't get in the way. He like lifted and like rotated his leg more. He's closer. And like, he's like way closer to Suga than everyone else is to each other. And he like scrunches his face up. Like, it's really cute and like really like sexually frustrated. It reminds me of when V makes that face when he's body rolling behind Jungkook during the Mic Drop like Mama Awards.
Oh yeah. Like, very
where
sexual.
He's just like, I'm fucking you face.
Yeah.
Like that. Which we talk about in the Mama Awards Maknae focus episode, plug, plug. No, but, like, it literally reminds me of that because, that's just, like, that's what he has in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then this, of course, is, like, pretty much, it's, like, right before, like, kind of, there's, like, this dance break. And this is, like, when the punishment happened that we talked about, like, literally fucking 40 minutes ago. So the punishment is that, like, so Suga lost and he had to like fill this dance break with some sort of dance by himself while like everybody else watched. So he starts like twerking, you know.
No!
It's like cute little
everyone
booty.
By surprise.
Oh my God. First of all, J-Hope continues to dance to the beat and stays hype, even though everybody else is pretty much just like watching and laughing. Immediately, once Suga starts twerking, Jimin loses it, laughs so hard, like doubles over, squats down like he cannot handle it.
Yes.
It is so hilarious.
Yeah, and everyone really just like starts cracking up, and
yes,
I know that like J-Hope is like hyping him up like, yeah, but then like RM just like covers his mouth in complete awe at what Suga's doing because it just threw every one of them off. They were like, is he really doing this right now? Like, they're just like blown away.
RM is like, my God.
Yeah, he just like covers his mouth like he doesn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
So after that, after Suga does this iconic dance, they all line up, you know, at the end, and they turn around to put their backs to us, and RM effed up. Like, he's, like, way too close. He's way too close to Jungkook, and he realized he messed it up, so he, like, has to sidestep because he's basically on top of Jungkook. And then right after that, if you look at V, it's hard not to know this because J-Hope's right in the middle, but V, like, sidekicks J-Hope's butt, his booty.
Yes. Yeah. And then I just want to end this little timeline with saying, right, the last little moment, 4:36, we can look and focus on Djibouti. Jimin's
Djibouti.
Little booty. When he turns around. Djibouti. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so that was our BAPSAI timeline.
Yeah, it was very thorough.
Things you didn't notice. Yeah, you know what? We had to be thorough for this because one of the first people who ever contacted us, this sweet girl, sweet woman, I don't know how old she is, like a wonderful human being contacted us and asked us to talk about this song. And of course, I mean, this song has been on our list forever. So thank you for asking.
Yeah, so please send us topics because we'll actually talk about it. So this was this one girl who sent us this idea, and we were like, hell yeah, we'll totally cover that. So we did. And yeah. I hope that she's enjoying it, and I hope that you all enjoyed it. Please just go ahead, email us, tweet at us, Instagram us, whatever, with any topic suggestions you have.
Yeah. And you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at standingbtspod. You can follow us on our existing fangirl Instagram account called Sugar Vree Cookie Jams. And you can find all of that information in the description.
In the description.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you all pull up the dance practice video for those time stamps? We know that it was a lot, but trust that it's worth it if you do. Like,
yes,
you really
oh my
know
gosh.
All of what we're talking about.
Oh my gosh. I just, after listening to this episode again, like, I just love that we really dove into the true meaning behind BAPSE and like how, to their core, BTS will always question the injustice of society and always advocate for the support of youth. Mm-hmm. Like, that is something that has run through the core of their music from the beginning. And I love to see them like make such a passionate stand here in one of their most iconic songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That has stayed true for them throughout the years.
Forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we hope that you enjoyed this look back at this iconic episode. We can't wait to share our next fan favorite with you soon. Just a little hint for you, chocolate starfish. Ooh. If you know, you know.
You better know. Special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially the VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. We love y'all so, so much. And if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. You know, we'll be active on social media, so let us know what you were thinking about this installment of the fan favorites. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.